Welcome back. Another episode, Motivational Monday here. We got me, my best friend Cody, my best friend Kane.
Yo.
My boy Dawson is a little under the weather today, so he couldn't make it up to the Great White North. But
feel better, bud.
The boy's sick today. Unreal. Yeah,
it's okay. Today we're going to be talking about how people quit too soon. And how if you're getting yourself into a place in your life where you want to start making changes, not giving up and not getting down on yourself.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I feel like this is so relevant for me because this podcast has been going now for 4 years. And dude, we didn't even, I mean, like I always had this blind faith in it. Like I always knew like, hey, this could be something here. But it wasn't until maybe like year three where it actually started to get like make so that it would pay for itself,
mm-hmm.
like break even, you know? So everything was just like, I'm passionate about it. I'm going to put the money into the equipment, knowing that I'm not going to get a return on this for a long time, whatever, whatever. And there's so many people that have come and gone that we've known and collaborated with and whatever that's in any creative position. And so many have come and gone, not even getting past like, even if it's just YouTube videos, you're not getting past video three, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy that people quit so fast when it comes to something that you're in love with because they don't see results, you know?
Well, and it's very easy to get kicked down by the world too, in general. It's very easy for everyone else to say that what you're doing isn't going to work, but you need to have that faith in yourself. You need to believe in yourself at some point, and you need to not give up just because the world's kicking you in the face a little bit.
Totally.
That's the way the world works. It's not fair.
No, it's not.
It's not. But I would definitely agree that everything takes time that's worth something. You know what I mean? And I think I can relate a lot with Cody as far as like people giving up too soon, because we will sit around in these like little groups and we'll start talking about our visions and our dreams and stuff. And everyone's amped up and hyped up like, yeah, bro, it's going to be dope. But the hype dies down when the struggles get real and the hardships get real. And everybody wants that instant gratification look at how the world's, you know, projecting everything now. Like we look at Instagram and TikTok and everybody has like all these things and they just assume that they got that shit overnight.
Yeah, you just constantly are reminded that everyone else is having these successes, and right. If you don't feel it constantly, then that can really fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like I said, it took 3 years for this thing to even break even for the podcast itself. But one thing that I've learned is you have to fall in love with doing the thing, not the result from the thing.
It's the journey.
It's like, and it sounds so corny, I understand that, but like just enjoy doing what you're doing, you know. If it's a job, if it's a hobby, if it's whatever that you think could pay off, just like growing in the thing that you're doing. For me personally, when relating it back to the podcast, it's like, okay, I want to learn how to edit audio. And then the next episode, I want to learn how to make the video a little cleaner. The next episode, I want to learn how to, you know, maybe make the audio a little bit better and then make mm-hmm. the structure of the episode a little better, and just constantly improving on little things and enjoying that rather than, oh shit, we got, you know, 1.7 million views on that last video, which is awesome. Don't get me wrong. Like I do thrive on that. But if that's all you're chasing, the second that doesn't come, you can get in a real deep, dark place.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's the thing is, like, I think it's a really healthy thing to have goals, but it's a really unhealthy thing to get too focused on those goals.
Yeah.
You know, you need to enjoy the work to get there and not just think about the goal. Like just actually literally last night, I'm not very good about journaling or writing down my goals or anything like that, because I'm not super good with words in putting them down on paper. What I started doing last night was drawing my dream house. I bought grid paper and I was like,
oh, really?
I just want to map it out of what I want to build. And I think that is a healthy goal for me to not say, oh, this is unattainable.
Is it
but
a barn?
To say,
is it a barn dominium?
It is, actually.
Damn.
It is. Yeah.
But no, you're right. Like it's kind of the same thing as journaling. It's realistic. Like you don't have you're to envisioning. Write down what you want, like write in words what you want journaling. I think the whole idea is to like be thinking it and then take a small step of action towards that. Like, what would the next step be? Okay, I need to think about how this house is going to be arranged.
Exactly.
That's like one step in the direction of doing it. Because I think aside from a lot of people quitting too early, a lot of people just don't start what they want to do, you know, and then they like start resenting people who are successful in what they do. And it's like, dude, you never picked up a camera. How can you be pissed that this famous YouTuber is making so much money? Yeah. You've never even started.
Right. And it's also extremely easy to get down on yourself in setting a goal for yourself and then instantly thinking, oh, that's way too much.
Yeah.
You know, you need to really believe that it's a possibility before it can ever be a real goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise you're just arrogant.
Also, for me personally, it's like working through the logistics of it. You know, when I'm before even doing the podcast, it's like, okay, how would I do a camera setup? Like, would I have three cameras? Would I have two cameras, one on each side? Would I have, you know, a wide angle shot? How many mics are we going to have? What's the capability? The board I have, how many mics can I plug in? Can I get adapters to add more? You know, like the logistics of it for me are what allowed me to take that next step to be like, oh, okay, this is what I need. Because the problem is if you start in a position where you haven't thought out a lot of these details, for example, when it comes to the podcast, it's like if I would have just bought one camera and then the hurdle would have been, oh, it's only one shot. Like, that's not interesting. I'm not getting any views. Looking at it from the perspective of like you weren't well prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Then that would be a huge reason for me to not continue, because it's like rather than preparing and thinking through some of these things and not getting that gratification of a bunch of views or whatever, then I would stop, you know?
Yeah.
But I thought about it from the standpoint of like, how would I do this? Take the step to like kind of do some research on it and then go into it with sort of a plan. I mean, it can change at any second too. Yeah, like you can shift it as you go, but just thinking about how you're going to do it. Like building your house, for example, if you like write it down and notice like, oh, wow, I have like one too many bedrooms. I'm never going to use that. I'd much rather have a bigger garage.
Yep.
Then you can think about these things rather than like you just, all right, here's the plan. I'm going to build it and then just go build it. And you're like, damn, I wish I would have done it this way.
Yeah. You can't set a goal in stone. And that goes with anything. You know, you can't just get a goal and not be open-minded about it. You can't just be like, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's going to happen. You need to be able to adapt. Once you get into the work, you know, once you get into the work to achieving that goal, you need to realize like, hey, maybe this isn't going to work or I need to change something, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of it, man, I know for the three of us sitting in this room right now, we've all been through some pretty trying stuff and we've also probably all hit some pretty big failures. So we're actually probably more, you know, equipped for endurance when it comes to like feeling like we're going to quit because we don't want to do those like failures again or like let ourselves down. So I think a lot of people need to figure out how they can put themselves in situations to make them stronger in that sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like little scenarios where you can discipline yourself to be more equipped to not quit, because so many times, even in my life, I'll be like, I'm going to do this and then I don't do it and I'm going to do that and then I don't do it. And then I start losing confidence in myself. So every time I start something, I just automatically probably fall off and quit. So how do you guys equip yourselves to not quit? Like when you were saying everybody started quitting on you and your podcast, how did you keep yourself going?
Well, one thing, realize too, like you're not always going to have 100% support from the people around you.
Yeah.
You know, there's been plenty of times, especially in a low slump where, you know, it's not ever explicitly said that there's been a fall off, but like everyone can tell when the podcast isn't doing well.
Absolutely.
And it's like just the vibes are low or whatever.
Vibes are low. Nobody's talking in the group chat.
Yeah,
nobody's
exactly.
Communicating. We're not coming up with ideas.
I think the biggest thing for me is like the only way that you can actually fail is to just not do it. And so like just even if it's in a slump, just pushing through that, there's always something to look forward to.
Yeah.
There's always something that will come up if you just keep with it, you know? Like I said, with the podcast, I mean, there was plenty of times where it was just like super low and not making any money, like making negative money, like me just putting money into it to keep it going. And then it gets to a point where it pays for itself. And like, that's so gratifying. And now it's at a position where it's like, it's not making a lot by any means, but it's paying the bills.
Yeah.
Which is huge. And allowing us to be able to be like, all right, now we can get a new camera. We can get some new mics. We can, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's always being reinvested, but yeah, I mean, for me, like I said, just recognizing that, like, I think just like reframing what a failure is. I don't ever really see there ever being a failure point, just more so like learning lessons,
yeah,
like you know, certain points when it's like, why is it not doing good? And just changing that or just trying different things, like just pivoting, just being comfortable, being nimble.
Yeah, because you always become better through those failures if you choose to be. Otherwise, you can be like a pitiful person, like, oh, man, messed up again.
Constantly learning different skills, you know? I mean,
I think
in anything.
I think for me, the biggest realization, the biggest turning point in my life was actually kind of like rewiring my subconscious. And this is tying into last week, too, of like the getting comfortable, being uncomfortable. You know, it was the realization that quitting is so fucking easy. Quitting is so fucking easy.
You don't have to do anything.
It's so much easier than to actually do what you want to do. you know, and so it's an uncomfortable feeling sometimes when you have to push through those hard times. But when your subconscious is wired to not quit and to not take the easy way out all the time, you grow from it so much, you know, to not give up, because giving up is the easiest thing that you can do.
Isn't it kind of weird too, how people almost like applaud you for quitting nowadays? Like, it's all good, man. You did your best.
You're taking time.
You're taking time. Nah, man, I've messed up.
Dude. But since also, when is that there's okay? There's a big difference between taking a break because you need to reevaluate what's going on and just stopping it entirely. Because right now we're in a period where we're sort of like restructuring for the podcast, different videos and different video ideas. So I've cut back a lot on the little clips that I post. And so it's less of we're not doing that and more of we're going to still do that, but we need to figure out how we can incorporate other things at the same time. Yeah, yeah. So we need to just take this little bit of a break on that specific aspect in order to have a bigger picture in mind where it's like, okay, if we do these other things, there could be way more value than just busting ass doing just the clips. Like, we can add so much more to this.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's a big thing too. Take a break if you need to. Oh, like, there's no shame in that whatsoever. There's plenty of people that need it. I mean, if you're busting your ass 80-hour weeks for 3-4 months and you're getting sick because you're not sleeping and you're working so hard, take a fucking break.
I think too, even on that aspect, like you're saying, like you're cutting back on the videos because you want to regroup and, you know, position your feet and stuff and get better at that and maybe promote better videos or whatever it may be.
Yeah,
dude, I've realized that you also don't want to force those things because people can sense that in your videos and your posts because like there'll be days like, man, like for me, I post content every day, usually besides Saturday and Sunday. I don't know why I do that. I just do it. But I notice on the days when I try to force a post, it just doesn't come off right. You know what I mean? So I try to realize that I don't need to force myself to do those things. As like you're saying, is more so just if I don't feel it, then don't do it. But also push yourself to be uncomfortable and do those things too, if that makes sense.
Totally.
You got to be able to, your energy's got to be right. Your vibe's got to be right. And your authenticity's got to be right too.
And part of that too, I think, is just picking something that you actually like, you know, because a lot of people will quit so early because they find out, oh, I love the feeling of getting a bunch of views, but I hate video editing. I hate filming. I hate being on camera. I hate whatever. And realize like that's just not a passion. So you just got to pick something that you're already passionate about. Sure. You can even suck ass at it. But this, if you're passionate about it and you just keep growing a little bit, it'll amount into a lot more because you like doing it.
Yeah, pick up on that too. Especially in the content creation side of things, people pick up on if you actually enjoy doing what you're doing or you're just doing it for a view.
Right. It comes off as ingenuine. Right. Absolutely. And then it's like, oh, this is
and this
cringe.
World is so filled with that ingenuine, like unauthentic shit. And it's just like, why do you even do it then? Yeah. Like, for instance, dude, like tying into what you just said there, like, you know, perfecting your craft, making sure your craft is something that you want to perfect. Like, for instance, like I was getting breakfast this morning and I seen this server, like you could tell the dude loved what he did. You know what I mean? Like, he just enjoyed being a server. But you see other people that are in those positions that despise doing that stuff. You know what I mean? Oh, and then you'll grumble and complain all day about being at work. Well, why are you even doing it? Because you know it's not for the money.
Yep.
So why are you doing something that's making you unhappy when you know you should be doing something else? You know what I mean?
I think another thing that I used to do a lot was whenever I'd go into a new anything, you know, a new job, a new adventure in my life, I'd always try and set up a backup plan before I ever even started.
Mm.
And I think that's a really unhealthy thing to do, because it's like, why the fuck do you want a backup plan? If you're already thinking I need a backup plan, then in your mind, you're already thinking I'm going
to
fail.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. If the reason is so that I have a way to back out if I need to, that's not good enough. But for me personally, now coming from the standpoint of like, I have a kid and another kid on the way, for me, I have to have a backup plan so that like, if I lose my job or if I don't make money tomorrow, how can the bills get paid?
Correct. But a backup plan, you don't really need to have one. You know, if you have the skill, you know, if you have any sort of skill to continue making money or anything like that, then that backup plan will just fall in naturally if what you're doing fails. But I think it's a really unhealthy thing to have in the back of your mind. Like, this is my backup plan if this fails. I think you should wait until it fails to then already have your backup plan in place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so with that same mentality, the backup plan would just be, I have built up these skills and I'm going to use this skill to make money. So that's a good enough backup plan to have. But like I said, from my standpoint, it's like, at the end of the day, if I stop making money now, I have to figure it out now.
Yeah, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I think it's a bad thing to have one, but I'm saying it's a bad thing to think about one. I think it's a bad thing to have in the back of your mind of
that's almost like the seed of quitting.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Because it's a subconscious thing that why would I even think about that?
Yeah.
Burn the boats. I think Tony Robbins said that.
Burn the boats.
Burn the boats. If you want to escape the island if you want to escape the island, burn the boat or something.
Well, it's like, so the burn the boat story is they were going to an island to a fight that they were pretty much guaranteed to lose. And as soon as they land on the island, the leader said, burn the fucking boats. Cause we're not leaving this island. And if we have the boats there, then we have a backup plan and we can at least try and run. Burn them. So that's we don't even have that fucking option anymore. Mm.
Yeah.
We need to win. You have no other option.
Right. Yeah. Right. Damn.
Tony Robbins.
That's powerful stuff. That's powerful stuff. Yeah, burn the bridges that you cross to get there. You know what I mean? Tell your boss to fuck off.
Don't tell your boss to fuck off.
Unless you really want to.
This is not financial advice. I think there's something to be said about that, though, because that idea that I can leave if I want is the start of, should I leave? All right, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, you know, it's a gateway.
It's the first step, really. It's the same thing as you starting to draw up what you want your house to look like. That is the same thing in my mind as having the backup plan.
Yeah.
Because while that's a step in the right direction of you putting it on paper, it's almost a step in the opposite direction to be like, well, if I don't like the layout, then I can just crumple this piece of paper and throw it away. And then you just are back at school. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like that backup plan is a step backwards.
You saying you don't like the fact that I drew my house out?
No, I'm saying like that's the opposite of having a backup plan.
Okay. All right.
That's envisioning your plan.
Like if where you're at is square zero, the drawing the house is square one, and then having a plan to have no house at all is almost like bringing you back down.
Yeah.
I guess that's a bad analogy, but
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
I think too, also, like as you're trying not to quit, I mean, whatever it is that you're going to do, whatever you're pursuing, I think it's also a good idea to envision what that's going to look like, because a lot of times people will be like, well, I didn't expect this, or like, I didn't think it was going to be this hard or whatever. But realistically, like when we get into those aspects, like for me, like with the training, the motivational speaking, like all this stuff and doing sales, I knew what I was signing up for. So like when I get down on myself during the day or whatever, like, man, this shit's stressful, dude. I don't want to do this anymore. But then I'll tell myself, like, this is what you signed up for. You knew what you were going to get into. You knew this was going to be hard. So like you just got to continue to endure through it because you already expected this shit to happen.
Yeah. And a lot of times that doesn't even happen if you just love what you're doing anyways, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever the result is, a lot of times I would imagine it's just money. I want to do this because I want to.
Yeah.
Get rich or get famous or whatever.
Get rich or die trying.
Get rich or die trying. If you just like what you're doing, I mean, that kind of negates everything. And it's like, you just already like doing it. Find something that recharges you. You know, if you don't like plumbing, then fucking don't be a plumber. You know, I mean, if the end goal is to be a foreman or in a position where you just don't actually have to do the thing, then don't do that thing because you're going to hate the whole process getting to that.
Yeah.
Pick something that's just gratifying the whole way through from bottom to top.
Be the best at what you want to do. Don't be what you think is the best. Don't be what, like that ties in with like just being yourself as well. Or like, you know, to tie it back to the beginning where we're saying people are, you know, the whole concept of this episode is don't quit too early. You know, it's so easy for everyone to be like, start a journey and then the world kicks you right in the fucking face and then quit. Why would you, like, that happens to everyone. There is no successful person that has what you are grinding for that hasn't got their ass kicked for it.
Right.
No, it's the exact opposite, man. Like, the world is waiting to beat your ass out there, man.
Yeah, is no such thing as fair. No. Fair does not exist. It's not a real life story. You know, you're not just born with this fucking gift where the world is going to be fair and everything's going to go your way every time, because it's not.
Right, right. And the people that think that are the ones that are quitting.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Like, oh my God, I've been doing this for 10 hours and I haven't seen anything back from it.
I haven't got one penny from this.
Right? Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I don't like it anyways. Yeah. Find something that just recharges your battery. You know, for me personally, I've always enjoyed just like getting in a setting that like I'm just with the boys, you know, I mean, just a good hang sesh, just a, hey, I'm thinking this, is this a reasonable way to think? And just bouncing this back and forth between people. And then for me, just naturally, the podcast, that just, it just recharges me, you know?
That's exactly how I felt when I started coming on here as like a every single time appearance, like being a part of the actual podcast, the way I felt about it was like, everyone's had those conversations with like one or two homies. Say you're the last two guys sitting up at the bonfire, maybe you got a couple of drinks in you, and you're just bouncing ideas off of each other. And you're like, man, if I only could have recorded last night and listened back to what we said, that's exactly how this podcast feels for me.
Yeah,
is so. I can actually go back and listen to the stories that we talk about together and relive those bullshitting sessions, especially on days where I don't want to do anything and I'm down on myself. I can listen to the podcast and be like, damn, I got it pretty fucking good that I'm able to do this with my friends.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely just a good atmosphere coming in here, you know, doing things like this. So, I mean, we do it. I mean, I do it cause I like to help people and talk to you guys and like hang out and talk shit and just like inspire people. So every time I come in here and record, it definitely sets my mood for the week.
Totally. It's like you walk into like a, it's basically a man cave in here.
Yeah.
And there's nothing really super aesthetically pleasing. It's basically like walking into someone's basement,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all smoky. Like your mom's upstairs cooking bacon or something.
Yeah, exactly. There's always remnants of the pizza in here and garbage everywhere. It's like you're rocking into your buddy's house.
Right.
I like the vibe.
Yeah.
It's like a great the vibe.
Yeah, I should stop by sometimes.
Yeah. Energizes me a little bit. Well, boys, that's a absolute banger of a Motivational Monday. I'm fired up. I'm ready to kick Tuesday's ass right now.
Bang, bang.
What do you think we head out of here?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm
later, guys.
Later.
Bye.